So this is Andrea on Monkey Radio, and this morning we have Douglas D'Antoni in the studio. Douglas is the Flood Recovery Executive Officer. Good morning, Douglas.
Good morning, Andrea. Good morning, listeners. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's good to see you again, Andrea.
Cool. Thanks for coming, Doug. So there's a big event in town next week on Wednesday the 20th and Thursday the 21st of March at the Outdoor Basketball Courts and the Recreation Centre. Can you tell listeners what's happening?
Thanks, Andrea. It's an absolutely sensationally big event, and it's next Wednesday and Thursday, and that's the 20th and the 21st of March. And you're right, it's being held at the undercover area where the basketball courts are, next to where the hall is, the oval, the aquatic centre as well, and also the services workers camp for the flood recovery. And what's happening is that there's going to be three things that are happening at the one place on next Wednesday and next Thursday. And the first thing is the Aboriginal Justice Open Day is being held, and that's to help people with their driver's licences to be able to get identification and to assist them with fines, if they've got any fines, to be able to resolve that. So the Department of Justice are going to be there for the Aboriginal Justice Open Day. And then we're going to have the Grants Open Day. And in the flood recovery, there are two. One is social and emotional well-being, and that's to recover from the floods. And it's also to reconnect people, like social and emotional well-being, like particularly like to country, you know, and activities that bring a community together. Yeah, and it's also in relation to building capacity, you know, for social and emotional well-being. Yeah. So it's quite a broad grant. And the other one is in relation to environmental, heritage and cultural activities.
Yeah, that's the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage one, isn't it?
Yeah, them and DPIRD, Primary Industries and Regional Development. But it's a really, really good one, and I'm glad you're aware of it, Andrea, because that's all about country, you know, connecting with country, well, being able to recover in relation to the impacts that were caused by the floods. But that that grant is just all about, to be clear, is all about like recovery, but it doesn't go into that reconnect. Yeah, it doesn't go into that building capacity that the other grant does. Yeah.
Is that more about, I think I read some of it, it was like fencing and signage, like as some ideas that people could put their money towards if they applied for it?
That's right. That's exactly right.
So is this a flood recovery event?
So two of the activities are flood recovery, and that's the Grants Open Day. And the reason why that's sort of really, really important, really, really relevant, is because last year, 2023, particularly with the Bridge Alliance and the rebuild of the bridge, there are approximately like 240 jobs created and 26 Aboriginal businesses that participated in those works. So it's to continue on from that. And the two grants that we were just talking about, they are flood recovery. But the Department of Justice, the Aboriginal Justice Open Day, that's sort of a bit business as usual. They've been here before and they're going to come again.
Yeah, yeah. That's when, so just for listeners who haven't heard this before, that's when Department of Transport, Birth, Deaths and Marriages, the Sheriff, that's the person who does your fines for you, and usually a legal support agency like Legal Aid or Kimberley Community Legal Services come out. And they're all in the one place, and sometimes it's really good. They do things like extraordinary driver's license help. So sometimes you might go see the legal help people, and then they might need to go get ID for you at birth, deaths and marriages, or go take you to transport to check on your record for you. And it's really good because everyone's in the same place. So where will bus services be provided for people to get there?
There won't be any additional bus services. It's the normal existing bus services that are currently in place.
So for people who've not been catching those for a while and, you know, might be a bit worried about like, oh, are they still going to be running with the water around that's been around all this week? Do you have the bus schedule? Do you know when it generally runs?
It's different for each community. It's different for each area. It's a really, really good point. But what I would like all the listeners to do is to get to know your local bus service, because it's not only going to be relevant for next week on Wednesday and Thursday, but it's going to be relevant for any time you need to catch the bus.
Yeah, that's right. So Wonky will have a look at it, and we will do a little promo on just when the bus services are running. And so we can let all listeners know to take a look out for it, because as we know, also the taxi service doesn't seem to be running anymore either. So this is definitely your key to getting into town And it's no cost as well, isn't it, that bus service?
That's my understanding, Andrea. It's for free.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, cool. So this sounds really positive. Is there anything else you want to add, Doug?
Oh, just thank you so much for having me. And then for anybody, if anything that I've said or Andrea said that you're interested, make sure that you get down to the undercover basketball courts next Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, I had one more thing. So sorry about this. So, so do you have any... or some of the types of jobs or employers? I think you said there was 30 different employers coming.
That's right. It's really, really broad, and it's probably everything that you could possibly imagine. So it's fantastic. Whatever it is that you're thinking, come down to the undercover basketball courts, and if there isn't a job for you, come and talk to me. My name's Douglas D'Antoine, and we'll find out how it is that we can get you into that type of work.
Yeah, so I know for sure that the Main Roads or Fitzroy Bridge Alliance are going to be there. I know a few of the mining companies are coming down. But if there's 30, there could be, yeah, like Doug said, literally everything you could think of. So no worries. Thanks, Doug. We'll keep promoting this event and talk about it again Wednesday, Thursday, and that, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Thank you, Andrea. And for all the listeners, have a good day. And for you too, Andrea. Cheers.
That was Andrea Myers talking to Doug D'Antoine, Flood Recovery Coordinator for the Fitzroy Valley, about the Jobs Expo next Wednesday and Thursday, the 20 and 21st of March. You're listening to Wonky Radio.